3, 2, 1.
It's the Puff and Steph podcast.
It is Friday. It's time for another podcast. Puff and Sammy, special guest host, joining us once again. Steph, still super busy. It's like July 4th weekend, and the Harrisburg Senators have all this July 4th fanfare festivity stuff.
So fireworks?
So they're doing all that stuff. So, you know, whatever. Steph, you do you. You do you. Sammy's got this unlocked. Today's show brought to you by Freisinger Hyundai, right on the price, right on the pike. We're in the American Shaman PA studio. If you have pain, anxiety, can't sleep, well, you should probably meet with a wellness consultant. In American Shaman PA, life is better with the feather. Hempishealth.com. This might be a shock to you. Be honest, and I know you will. How often do you watch and or listen to this show when you're not on it?
Not often.
Okay, fair enough. Never, not often, whatever. They're interchangeable.
It's not never. I don't even watch it when I'm on it because I'm doing things. But
right. Well, let me explain what Steph and I have been paying attention to over the last couple of weeks. You remember Octomom?
Yes.
Obviously. Well, there's another woman who had 9 babies. And then this woman from South Africa was telling everyone that she had 10. Originally, they said that she was going to have 8. And then there were 2 hiding in there that they couldn't see, which honestly is possible.
Yeah, it happens.
And so she actually had 10. Here's the situation. She said she did no fertility drugs. Exactly. That is the right face to make. And that when she had the babies, the father had yet to see his kids. She had yet to show any of her kids to the press. I mean, this was a big deal. 10 babies, supposedly natural babies. She had a litter.
And she went full term, and she delivered them in her bathtub?
No. Oh. She said she was at a hospital. But here's an update. We've updated this story twice already. The South African woman who claims to give birth to 10 babies at once has now been admitted to a hospital for psychiatric evaluation amid growing speculation over whether she was ever actually pregnant with decuplets. Is how I think you say it. Nobody has seen the babies. There are no pictures. Local health officials have no record of them being born. And any of the region's private or public facilities. She was taken to the psychiatric ward last week and examined by a medical team who have found that there was no pregnancy, no physical scars to indicate a recent C-section. Her attorney said that she's claiming that she's being held against her will at a hospital. So this woman, like, anyone with half a brain could tell there was something fishy about it. And then the father came out and said, no, I haven't seen any kids. Could you imagine the size?
I also know a lot of guys that if there's 10 babies at one time, they ain't mine. I can't have 10 babies.
Every guy is going to be like that.
Have you seen Maury? It's like, I can't have boys. I can't have 10 babies.
I can't have... Yeah.
Triplets don't run in my family.
One is hard. Yeah. Twins, like, you get help.
Yeah.
10?
No.
Steph was over in your seat saying, how does she do it? How are they going to do it? And I'm like, it's fake.
Yeah, there's...
Now, the first time we reported the story, I had questions about her saying that they were natural. But that's all I thought she was lying about, because there's no way. There's no way. She's a human being, not a puppy.
Right.
Right? But then we reported again that the father hadn't seen them, and I'm like, something's fishy. Something is fishy. Did he not go with her to the appointment?
Well, not only that, but did anybody ever see her pregnant?
I don't know. I know nothing.
Because if you have 10 babies in there, you're a house. There's no
Well, that's a thing. That. Like, all right, I never understood how you have... What's an average baby weight?
8 pounds, I
Okay,
think.
So let's just say it's a big baby. Let's say it's 10 pounds. It's a big old baby, mm-hmm. right? How do you gain 60 pounds with a 10-pound baby? I always wondered that. Don't hate me.
It's possible.
Keep your letters to yourself, all right? Don't hate
water.
Me.
Fluids.
Sure. I'm sure a good amount of it's water, but I think a lot of it's probably ice cream. But, like, so, you know, we've seen, what was your average weight gain for your babies?
Oh, my babies were all little. Right. They were, like, 5 pounds.
Right, but you would gain 20 pounds, 30
oh, yeah.
pounds? Right.
23.
So imagine if that was the case. I mean, if they're all stuck in there, they're all going to be 3-4 pounds. Mm-hmm.
Times 10.
Right? So you got 30 to 40 pound of baby.
Of just baby.
Of just baby. Of arms and legs and ears and teeth. And
not,
things.
Not teeth.
Some weird babies are born with teeth. Anyway. I'm guessing these would be those babies. Imagine 10 babies all with teeth. Just
chewing their way out. That's how they got born.
That's a horror story. So yeah, you have at least 30 to 40 pounds of baby. Imagine all the fluids and ice cream.
Did you ever see Kate from John and Kate when she was pregnant? Like,
nah, I didn't watch that garbage.
She was ginormous, and she only had 8 in there. But I think half the time you're
wait,
stuck
they,
in a bed.
Wait, they gave birth to 8 at once?
Yeah.
Or I thought they had
and
other
then they
kids.
Had twins or 2 older ones. I don't know if they were twins or not, but they had 2 older ones. And then they had the...
Okay.
Maybe right. I don't know.
So she was Octomom too.
Or maybe she had 6 and then they had the 2.
To be honest, I don't care. And the fact that we're even talking about those losers. And I'm not talking about
they're
the
not
children.
I was gonna say.
I'm not talking about the children. Losers. It's not their fault. Their parents are weirdos. Anyway. I knew this was fishy. Not from from the get go, yes, because she said it was natural. Is that
red flag.
Yeah.
So many flags.
Yeah. Speaking of red flags, good segue. You didn't even know this was coming. According to TikTok user Sydney Plus, who claims to work at a dating app, here is how to detect dating app red flags by someone who actually works at a dating app.
Okay.
So we moved down from pregnancy to
so this is if somebody is on a dating app, what mm-hmm. to look for.
She cites these 4 things to watch out for. So have you ever done a dating app? Ever?
Oh, yeah. I've done them just for fun.
Right.
Like, I went on vacation and I got Tinder just to screw with people. And it was entertaining and I had some tequila. But, yes. So I've dabbled.
Heads up. You probably shouldn't say this phrase. I got Tinder just to screw with people.
Yeah, no, not that kind of screw.
Okay.
Not,
just,
no.
just
mentally.
Just saying. Yeah, maybe yeah. A phrase you want to okay. avoid. She says, if he's standing in front of a nice car, 8 times out of 10, it's not his. If the man claims to be an entrepreneur, writer, or musician, you should...
He's
take
a drug
that
dealer.
To mean that he'll be splitting the bill at dinner.
Oh, I thought that meant drug dealer.
Any man who claims mom is my world, he'll either ghost you or propose within a month. There is no in between.
I've dated them.
If he's looking for something casual, she says it's not worth the tears. That's not true. You might be looking for something casual. Mm-hmm. It all depends on what you're looking for. If that's what he's looking for and that's not what you're looking for, then you
swipe the
right.
other way.
Yeah.
Left.
I thought, wait.
Right is right. Right is good. Left is bad.
Shows you how much you're right. Shows you how much I'm on these apps, which I should not be. I'm not.
Because you're married.
I am. To a woman. I forgot my ring today. I know right where it is. Is it weird that I take my wedding ring off to shower?
Yeah.
I don't know why, but every time I shower, I take my wedding ring off. And sometimes I leave it on the sink right next to the shower, and that's where it is right now. What? I'm just saying. If I was stepping out, would I say, hey, everyone, I'm on my wedding ring today. Look at me, single puff. Till I get
by the
home.
Way, my Tinder name is.
My Tinder name is Swipes Left by Accident. Coming up. Yeah. These Olympics seem like a lot of fun.
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.
Freisinger Hyundai, a refreshingly different car buying experience. Freisinger Hyundai dedicates itself to customer satisfaction. From the initial sale to the maintenance you'll need during the life of the vehicle, Freisinger Hyundai treats you like family. Check out their large selection of both the latest Hyundai lineup to certified pre-owned and used vehicles. Come see how Freisinger Hyundai drives the difference and tailors the purchase process to your needs. Right on the price, right on the pike. Freisinger Hyundai, 6115 Carlisle Pike, Mechanicsburg, 717-766-8422. During this time, many are out of work and struggling just to get by. It's good to know that your friends at Capital City Buy and Sell in Harrisburg have your back. If you're in need of extra help during the pandemic, you can pawn or sell unwanted or unneeded items that you may have laying around your house, including jewelry, electronics, tools, musical instruments, and a whole lot more. Capital City Buy and Sell is open 7 days a week, and they're always paying cash. Plus, they have low pawn interest and terms if you aren't quite ready to say goodbye to your item just yet. Capital City Buy and Sell, 3517 Walnut Street, Harrisburg. Online at harrisburgpapawn.com. Great news, everyone! American Shaman of PA's doors are back open for normal operations, and they're ready to bring you the much-needed relief that you've been waiting for. They care about their customers, and their customers keep coming back for more. Steve K says, American Shaman products drastically decrease my back pain and relieve my stress in just 1 month. Thank you! Stop by your local American Shaman of PA store for a free CBD sparkling water and free samples. Find their locations and more at hempishealth.com.
Do you love saving money but hate buying one of those coupon books filled with places you'll never go to? Well, here comes QuickSave Coupons to save the day. QuickSave Coupons is an app where you can find savings for restaurants, stores, and experiences that you will love. And here's the best part. It's free. No big coupon books to buy, no websites to give your information to. QuickSave Coupons will show you all of the savings in your area right on your phone. Just go to Google Play or the App Store and download the QuickSave Coupons app. Then start saving money on many of the places you already go to.
Now back to the Puff and Steph podcast.
Sammy, are you even like half excited about the Olympics? Do you know the Olympics are happening soon?
I did not know that.
You didn't know?
I didn't know.
Well, the Tokyo Olympics are happening soon.
Wait, they're the summer ones.
Yes. Okay. So like, here's what happened. They were supposed to happen last year.
Okay, but, I think I could, yeah, Rona,
you know,
got it.
Things happen. I don't know if you heard, but stuff happened. So, they're going to have them this year.
Okay.
But there's... doesn't really seem like there's any fun allowed if you're a spectator. The Tokyo Olympics have these organizers that have announced tough new rules for the lucky few fans who will be allowed to attend the games. Here's just some of the stuff. Up to 10,000 spectators will be allowed to watch events at competition venues. Spectators will be required to wear a mask and pass a temperature check to enter the venues. Question I have about that, these are Summer Olympics. Could be hot. Are you going to get a false positive? Are you going to be like labeled something?
With your temperature?
Yeah.
No. Because it's hot, not going to raise your inside temperature.
Yeah, but they do the head. A lot of them do the head, forehead scans.
Well, just don't have your forehead in the sun.
They're not shoving thermometers in your mouth to check your temperature.
I'm glad they're not shoving it anywhere to check your temperature.
The only true way to know. Bend over.
Well, I know a lot of places that I've gone recently, they'll do it on your wrist.
Okay. So but maybe, even then, like, if your skin can be hot.
Yeah, but is it going to be 100 degrees hot on the outside?
I don't know, man. I don't know how temperatures work. Anyway, so they have that. No cheering will be permitted.
They say that at graduations.
USA! USA! Please remove yourself.
I'm going to have to ask you to leave.
No acts of encouragement, such as waving a towel. Here's one that Sammy's definitely not going to the Olympics. Alcohol will not be served at the venues.
Dumb.
No hugging or high fives permitted to anybody.
Even if it's somebody that you're with, like, no. Normally?
Fans will not be able to get autographs from their favorite athletes. The president of the Tokyo Olympics said the festive mood will have to be suppressed. People can feel joy in their hearts, but they can't be loud, and they have to avoid crowds.
That is the stupidest thing I've heard.
Imagine you're an athlete, and I'm not talking about an NBA player, right? I'm talking about someone who only does an Olympic event. Mm-hmm. You get cared about one time every 4 years, and you've worked your butt off to be the world's greatest pole vaulter.
Why is that the first thing I thought of?
I know. So you're a pole vaulter in the Olympics, and nobody cares. And you know, after this pole vaulting adventure is over, you're going to go be a regular person like myself or Sammy. And nobody's going to care, even if you win a gold. So you work your butt off to be a pole vaulter.
And can't even get it.
And you break a world record in your event that you trained your whole life for. Pole vaulting. And no one can cheer. and the stadium is quiet. At least get some noisemakers or something. Like the noise, you know what I'm talking about? Like things go or whatever. Like maybe
the
things.
Cowbells.
That, yeah.
No.
That's not good. Like, how'd you get coronavirus from a freaking cowbell at the Tokyo Olympics?
Well, what if, like, all right, say Paul the pole vaulter, his mom's there and she just watched him break this record. If I'm there and that's my kid, I'm freaking out.
No, you can't.
You can't stop me.
No.
I didn't go to so many sporting, I didn't go to other things too, but sporting events, if I had to wear a mask, that was like, I didn't want to do it. Mm-hmm. If I had no beer, I'm definitely not doing it. I can't cheer too. Like, that's just, what fun.
What's that crazy, crazy woman? Oh, that's Paul the pole vaulter's mom, Sammy, up there. She snuck her own beer in. She's cheering.
She just broke all the rules.
As they're dragging her away, she's trying to high-five people who keep their hands in their pockets. She's just kissing random strangers on the face. That's my son,
That's Paul the pole vaulter!
He broke all the world records! Where's all the other pole vaulters' moms? You suck!
No, but that is a thing. At some graduations, they tell you to hold your applause to the end, because what if somebody's family wasn't able to make it and nobody cheers for this kid or whatever. So it's, you know, trying to protect feelings, which I understand. I made all the noise at my kids. Dude, nope. Don't tell me what to do.
I'm going to get personal here. Sammy, have you ever been aggressively kissed?
Yes.
Okay. Tell us about it in a second. His first date went from locking lips to angry words for a couple in China over a dispute involving dentures damaged during a passionate kiss. Police were called after a 30-year-old man got upset with his significant other in the dental disaster. He told officers he'd lost 4 false teeth while making out with his date, which he blamed on her aggressive kissing style. After 2 hours of talking to both of them, they do laws different over in China than they do here, because the cops went, yeah, he's right. You kissed way too hard. Pay him $483. Yeah. Questions.
There's so many.
All right. Give me
some. He's 30 and already has dentures. But
everyone has, you know, there's reasons for that. Maybe he had like some sort of disease or something. We don't know. I don't want to pick on him for that too bad.
What were the dentures made out of if they broke during a kiss?
Well,
maybe they were cheaply made.
They could have been cheaply made, but 4 of them apparently cost $483.
Hmm. Okay. So, but I'm just picturing every aggressive kiss that I've been like doing
in my
whole life.
Okay. Have you ever, and this is bad, I think everyone's gone through this, either you're in like a new relationship where everything's all hot and heavy, right? Or whatever. And you kiss and it's a deep kiss and you hit your teeth on their teeth.
Or you just go in too fast. And I've clanked teeth.
Right. I think everyone has. Yeah. It makes you feel like thinking about it. Gives you that. You know what? It also makes me do that. You remember those in school? You get the little cups of ice cream and the wooden spoons. Mm-hmm. Just the thought of like scraping that wooden spoon across my lip gives me the, okay. So that's the same thing as knocking teeth when you kiss. I don't really know where I was going with that, but that's all I think of is maybe she just went in too hard, too fast. That's an aggressive kiss.
An aggressive kiss. I'm thinking of, you know,
push me against the wall.
Yeah.
Choke me.
That kind of thing.
Yeah.
Not,
call me
not
dirty
a,
names.
Like, I don't, I'm
it's
just an open mouth. Like, that's how I'm picturing this aggressive kiss. Just like, do you try to eat you first? Like, I don't get it.
All right. Now your aggressive kissing story. No, I'm just kidding. So
maybe his teeth fell out and hit the floor. Somehow, like, she just pulled it out with her tongue or something and maybe it fell. No, I don't know.
I don't think so.
That would be weird.
I don't think so. It said he lost 4 false teeth while making out with his date, blaming it on her aggressive kissing style. I don't know. I think she knocked him right out of his dentures. Yeah.
Yeah.
I was going to ask you if you have any friends that you would call for this, but let's just not do that. A North Carolina woman had been talking to a guy for 5 years on social media. They never met.
Catfish.
They were just talking. Well, on Monday, he had a strange request. The man, 24-year-old Michael Cardigan, lives in North Carolina, told the woman that he had strangled his girlfriend during an argument over another man, and he wanted help disposing of her car and body.
So he's got a girlfriend, and then a Facebook girlfriend. Did you say Facebook or whatever?
Yeah, well, social media, yeah.
Okay.
And strangles his real girlfriend, and then asked the social media person. I don't even think they're girlfriend, boyfriend. They were just friends.
Okay.
Yeah. The woman said, sure.
That's a real friend.
And arranged a meeting with this guy at a marina, and she called the cops. When Cardigan arrived at the marina, officers were waiting for him. Deputies found a woman's body inside of the car. He was arrested, obviously. Any of your friends ever ask you to do that?
No.
Okay, yeah, me neither.
But I think I saw that on an episode of Snapped before.
What's that?
That's like where the woman usually, I think it's any relationship that gets, you know, somebody ends up dead.
Oh.
It's called Snapped. It's great. I learned a lot of things not to do.
Jeez. Or, yes. Yeah. I learned, yeah, well, yeah, if you watch those, if you watch those TV shows enough, you can find yourself a nice roadmap. Coming up, I almost feel bad for making fun of this guy. Almost.
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.
Freisinger Hyundai, a refreshingly different car buying experience. Freisinger Hyundai dedicates itself to customer satisfaction. From the initial sale to the maintenance you'll need during the life of the vehicle, Freisinger Hyundai treats you like family. Check out their large selection of both the latest Hyundai lineup to certified pre-owned and used vehicles. Come see how Freisinger Hyundai drives the difference and tailors the purchase process to your needs. Right on the price, right on the pike. Freisinger Hyundai, 6115 Carlisle Pike, Mechanicsburg, 717-766-8422. During this time, many are out of work and struggling just to get by. It's good to know that your friends at Capital City Buy and Sell in Harrisburg have your back. If you're in need of extra help during the pandemic, you can pawn or sell unwanted or unneeded items that you may have laying around your house, including jewelry, electronics, tools, musical instruments, and a whole lot more. Capital City Buy and Sell is open 7 days a week, and they're always paying cash. Plus, they have low pawn interest and terms if you aren't quite ready to say goodbye to your item just yet. Capital City Buy and Sell, 3517 Walnut Street, Harrisburg. Online at harrisburgpapawn.com. Great news, everyone. American Shaman of PA's doors are back open for normal operations, and they're ready to bring you the much-needed relief that you've been waiting for. They care about their customers, and their customers keep coming back for more. Steve K says, American Shaman products drastically decrease my back pain and relieve my stress in just 1 month. Thank you. Stop by your local American Shaman of PA store for a free CBD sparkling water and free samples. Find their locations and more at hempishealth.com.
Do you love saving money but hate buying one of those coupon books filled with places you'll never go to? Well, here comes QuickSave Coupons to save the day. QuickSave Coupons is an app where you can find savings for restaurants, stores, and experiences that you will love. And here's the best part. It's free. No big coupon books to buy, no websites to give your information to. QuickSave Coupons will show you all of the savings in your area right on your phone. Just go to Google Play or the App Store and download the QuickSave Coupons app. Then start saving money on many of the places you already go to.
Now back to the Puff and Steph Podcast.
Like I said, I almost feel bad for making fun of this guy. But at the end of the day, he was an idiot. In Washington State, a man is in critical condition after getting shocked while flying his kite. The man was flying a makeshift kite around 7 o'clock. And what happened? Did a random thunderstorm come through or something? Nope. He was flying his kite around power lines. Okay. And you're like, so what? I've flown a kite. If I hit a power line, I'm not getting shocked. That's true, Sammy, except for the fact that this guy's kite was made out of steel cable and a fishing rod.
And he's not Ben Franklin? Is that who did it?
Yeah, but Ben... Here's the thing. Ben Franklin kind of knew better, but also kind of didn't. Like, how do you not know to not fly a metal kite around power lines? He suffered severe burns, was flown to a medical center, critical condition. Fire officials said this served as a grim reminder not to fly a kite near power lines.
That's why I don't fly kites at all.
This is why? Okay. Imagine being a part of this wedding. An Ohio couple tied the knot back in the middle of June and held their reception at the Richland County Fairgrounds. As wedding guests were celebrating, two uninvited men showed up and tried to take a case of beer.
Were they carnies?
I don't think so. The groom confronted the men and one of them actually punched the groom. For a case of beer. The reception guests were like, number one? Well, which one's more important? Okay, number one, don't take our beer. Number two, don't punch our groom. And the wedding guests jumped on and like pummeled these two people.
As they should.
Who were trying to steal the alcohol and punch the groom.
I would have
from
done
their
it.
Wedding. These are good friends. These are good friends.
That's why you guys were invited.
One of the guys got a black eye and other injuries. The other guy was cut on some broken beer bottles. The two men face charges of theft, trespassing, and disorderly conduct. None of the wedding guests are facing any type of charges.
What happened to the beer?
Sad to say, some of the beer didn't make it, but I'm pretty sure one case of beer is not going to ruin a whole wedding. All right, let's stump Sammy here. 56% of people surveyed said they do this on a first date because it makes them seem more confident. 56% of people surveyed said they do this on a first date because it makes them seem more confident.
Burp?
No.
No.
Shockingly, it's not burp.
Brag?
Nope.
A first date.
Think about what's important to you on a first date. What do you, when you're thinking about a first date, there's certain things you check off. Like what's important to make sure you make a good first impression on a first date?
That you shower and smell good.
Okay, that's one of the things. Sure. Keep going.
That you look nice.
Okay. Stop there.
Okay.
What would make someone more confident in terms of their clothing?
Get a new outfit?
Perhaps this is a new outfit, but it's something specific about it.
Is it a shirt?
Okay, let's go with a shirt. What's specific about that shirt?
Other than it being new?
Yep. 56% of people said this makes them more confident on a first date. What would make someone more confident about a shirt?
They buy it a little smaller or a little bigger?
Nope, has nothing to do with size. It's how it makes you look.
Tuck it in?
Nope.
Untuck it?
Nope.
Don't cut the sleeves off.
How would you? Yes. Just, sleeveless shirt. Nailed it. No.
Okay.
No. Like, if you were to describe a shirt to someone, what would be one of the things you talk about?
Color.
Okay.
Okay.
Okay. I'm like really walking you through this.
Yeah.
All right. What color would make you feel confident?
Red.
Nope. And
blue.
Nope.
White.
No.
Green.
No.
Pink, yellow, purple. Roach Biv. What? Black? Because it's slimming. Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
Like every color.
Black's not a color, it's a shade.
You just went through the whole pride flag. All right. Only 4% of married couples said they did this on their first date. So apparently this does not mean marriage for a lot of people. Doing this particular activity on the first date. Get your head out of the gutter.
Okay.
No.
Earring. 4% did do this.
Yep, only 4% of married couples say they did this on their first date.
Kissed?
Nope.
Held hands?
Nope.
Hugged?
Nope.
High five? Good game.
No, activity, like a first date activity.
Movies?
Nope.
Dinner?
Nope.
Bowling?
Nice. Yeah. Is bowling a good first date?
Sure.
I think it actually is, because movie, I think, sucks as a first date because you can't talk. Dinner, some people are self-conscious about eating in front of, I mean, some people. Bowling to me seems like a fun activity because you get to see the other person's competitive side. You get to see if, I mean, bowling is a sport, so you get to see if being athletic is important to you. You get to see that. You can drink, you can eat, you can talk. It's just you, like, I don't know. I kind of think bowling is a decent first date.
Unless you're like dating somebody who's really like a bowler and they take it way too seriously.
Oh, I would hate that.
Then that would
absolutely
suck.
Hate that. But yeah. All right. Sammy is back with us on Monday. We hope everyone has a fantastic weekend. We will see you then.
It's the Puff and Steph Podcast.